That school bell tells us it's time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Grab your Bible, that's your school book for this school, and come to class. And you can be at class by simply pulling up your chair to your radio, and you may want to turn it up. If you have your Bible, be turning it to the book of Esther, because we're going to be studying about her today. The title of the lesson is Esther, the Patriotic Queen. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Esther, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And our teacher is E. A. Elam, who is coming to us by the Sunday school lessons that he wrote many years ago. And we're actually looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of June 17th, 19th. 23. Esther, the Patriotic Queen. Now, I would encourage you to just read the entire story of Esther. It is such a fascinating story, and it won't take you very long to read it. And you can read how Vashti was displaced, and Esther became queen, and how that Mordecai uncovered a plot against the king's life, and then Haman, because he hated Mordecai, came up with a plot to kill all the Jews in the kingdom. Mordecai heard of it. He informed Esther, and Esther risked her life by going before the king and revealing to the king that she was a Jew, and then Haman's plot would include her death as well. And the king was so angry that he had Haman hung on a gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai, and he sent the decree out through all the kingdom that the Jews could defend themselves on that day that they were to be slaughtered, and they did. And there was great rejoicing among the Jews. Now, I want to concentrate for this lesson on the text found in Esther chapter 4, beginning in verse 13, and down through chapter 5 and verse 3. Let me read the lesson text to you. Then Mordecai bade them return answer to Esther. Think not within thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether thou art not come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return answer to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast in like manner. And I will, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Esther 5 and verse 1. Now it came to pass, on the third day, that Esther put on her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the entrance of the house. And it was so, that when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given thee even to the half of the kingdom. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Esther chapter 4 and verse 14. Who knoweth whether thou art not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? There's a devotional reading found in the book of Psalms. And so I'm going to read the 124th Psalm. The inscription over this psalm is a song of ascents of David. If it had not been Jehovah who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been Jehovah who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be Jehovah who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escape. Our help is in the name of Jehovah, who made heaven and earth. Let me get to the Sunday school lesson. The place where this takes place is in Shushan, and that is the main scene of the story of Esther and Mordecai. By way of introduction to the book of Esther, we read here that the author of this book is not certainly known. Some suppose its author to be Ezra, and some Mordecai himself. Esther could have had part in writing the book, as we see in the last chapter of the book. The purpose of this book is to give the account of the salvation of the Jews by Esther. Esther chapter 1 shows why Vashti was discarded by the king. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 18, shows how and when Esther became queen. The sequel shows she was faithful to her trust and true to her people. The lesson in this book is because the facts in it come in order after the completion of the temple at Jerusalem. As stated in an earlier lesson, after the return of Zerubbabel, with the first company of the Jews to Jerusalem, to the completion of the temple was 20 years, and from the completion of the temple to the time Esther saved her people was 43 years. From the time Esther saved her people to Ezra's journey to Jerusalem was 15 years, and from Ezra's journey to the time Nehemiah went to Jerusalem was 13 years. Let me tell you about Mordecai. That's how I learned to pronounce his name, although you'll find many simply pronounce him Mordecai or Mordecai. But Mordecai was a Benjamite and carried into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar with Jehoiakim. He was an officer of some of Ahasuerus. Mordecai and Esther were cousins. Esther's parents were dead, and Mordecai had adopted her and reared her as his own daughter. Esther means star, and her other name, Hadassah, means myrtle. She was fair and beautiful. Besides being fair and beautiful, she was prudent, wise, and had becoming manners. Let me tell you about King Ahasuerus. There are three different kings by the name of Ahasuerus mentioned in the Bible. One in our lesson, the Ahasuerus of our lesson, is identified as Xerxes. We are therefore reduced to the belief that Ahasuerus is Xerxes, the names actually being identical in meaning, and this conclusion is fortified by the resemblance of the character and by certain chronological indications. Xerxes scourged the sea and put to death the engineers of his bridge because their work was injured by a storm. So Ahasuerus repudiated his queen, Vashti, because she would not violate the decorum of her sex, and ordered the massacre of the whole Jewish people to gratify the malice of Haman. In the third year of Xerxes was held an assembly to arrange the Grecian War. And in the third year of Ahasuerus was a great feast and assembly in Shushan the palace. In the seventh year of his reign, Xerxes returned, defeated from Greece, and consoled himself by the pleasures of his harem. In the seventh year of his reign, fair and young virgins were sought for Ahasuerus, and he replaced Vashti by marrying Esther. The tribute he laid upon the land and upon the isles of the sea may well have been the result of the expenditure and ruin of the Grecian exhibition. All of that, according to Smith's Bible Dictionary. Shushan was the capital of Persia, and it was about 200 miles east of Babylon. Upon making Esther queen, the king made a great feast called Esther's Feast. We read about that in Esther chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. As yet Esther had not made her kindred and her people known, as Mordecai had charged her, for she still obeyed Mordecai, and she did before becoming queen. In those days, Mordecai made known to Esther the wicked plot of the king's chamberlains to lay hands upon the king, and she made it known to the king in Mordecai's name. And a record was made of this and served to promote Mordecai to great honor, as well as to help save his life and that of his people. But now let me tell you about Haman and his wicked plot. Haman was an Agagite, that is, a probable descendant of Agag, the king of the Amalekites, whom God sent to Saul to utterly destroy. Haman was a favorite of Ahasuerus, who advanced him above all princes. Mordecai refused to bow down before Haman because doing so was probably, as far as he was concerned, a species of idolatry. This refusal of Mordecai to bow before Haman so enraged Haman that he sought the extermination of all the Jews. He scorned the idea of slaying Mordecai only. In the 25th year of the king's reign, they cast Pur, P-U-R, that is, the lot before Haman from day to day and from month to month into the 12th month, which is the month Adar, in order to see, it seems, which would be the best month for exterminating the Jews. Haman offered to reimburse the king for the loss of the Jews with an immense sum of money. The king granted his request and ordered the massacre of the Jews. The 13th day of the 12th month was set for this bloody business. When Mordecai learned of this, it greatly distressed him, and he rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and cried with a loud and bitter cry in the midst of the city. In Shushan, and in every province of all the king's realm, there was a great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes, Esther chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. And so Esther sought the cause of Mordecai's grief. Esther, at first, not knowing the cause of this grief, sent clothes to Mordecai, but he refused them. Then she sent Hathach, the chamberlain, appointed to attend her to Mordecai, to know what this was and why it was. Mordecai explained it all to Hathach and told him of the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Mordecai also sent Esther a copy of the decree and charged her to go into the king to make supplication unto him and to make requests before him for her people. Well, Esther's message to Mordecai. Hathach carried Mordecai's message to Esther, and he returned to message him. Esther's reply to Mordecai was that whosoever went to the inner court of the king without being called would be put to death. We're going to continue this in our next class.